Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're going to talk about this in so many different ways, because there's 2 years left on his contract. The Lions have the 6th overall pick. There are three quarterbacks that people look at and say, you know what, there's some enticing things about those quarterbacks, and could they develop into a franchise quarterback? So if we're looking at this for in regards to Jared Goff, we know that this year the offense was really good for a majority of the season. Early on this year, Jared Goff was on pace to have a record number of interceptions for his career.
Correct.
Last year, we know he started off slow and then was out for a couple of games due to injury and then came back and found his rhythm. The question is Jared Goff going to be the quarterback that we saw this year, more consistent than we've seen in his first year in Detroit? But is he going to continue to get better so that he doesn't have that game against New England or that interception against the Eagles or Seattle where it really comes back to bite him in the ass? And it's in those games, it was more than just obviously the pick six by Jared Goff, but they are determining factors in winning and losing games. And you look at the championship or the divisional round, those are all games where the teams that protected the ball won the game.
Yeah. Turnovers are always the most important thing, always, but usually the most important thing in determining a factor. And Goff had some bad pick sixes this year. There's no doubt about it. He did play much better, as you mentioned, the second half of the season. So the question at 248-539-9797 is 2022 Jared Goff repeatable? And then is that good enough to win the division?
And can he improve on that?
And here's the other thing where I think it could be better. J-Mo. I know people say, oh, he can't throw the can't throw the long ball to him because he underthrew him once. Okay. He also hit him with a touchdown. It was a little underthrown, but it was a touchdown. You put him, Jameson Williams, in that offense full time. I mean, I think the offense will even be better, and I think Jared Goff will be better.
I think it can be better, and I think kind of like you, where if you find different ways to get Jameson Williams the ball, and he's really only got to hit him occasionally down the field, but that threat of speed, and then we saw in the last couple of games them use him in reverses, it opens up so much more of the passing game underneath to guys like Amon-Ra St. Brown and your host of tight ends that you're shuffling in and out of there. So I do think it's repeatable. The question is, can he is clearly a different quarterback at home than he is on the road. And at some point on the road, he proved that he can do it by going up to Lambeau when it's cold. Yes, he won against the Jets there, and the weather wasn't great, but he didn't look terrific.
Right.
And so he was able to get some wins on the road. So I do think it is repeatable, and I also on some level think until the defense is a top 10 defense, Jared Goff, and it's kind of that's going to be your limiting factor. But on the offense, or in terms of the success, the quarterback may also be a limiting factor if you're putting the defense occasionally in bad position. If you're expecting them to go out there and get stops against a team like Philly, we know they play KC next year. Like, you're going to have a perfect game by your offense to be in some of those. And by that, you also have to have a perfect game by your quarterback.
So what you're basically saying is that if he is in a situation like Brock Purdy is in, you can win the Super yes. Bowl basically with that type of quarterback with everything else around.
Oh, okay. Which is fine. Okay.
But if not, then the Lions need that mega super quarterback.
Yeah. It is somewhat situational.
Yeah.
If you put, I think this year, now we know that we've got a sample of Jared Goff going to the Super Bowl and playing against Bill Belichick and that defense and only scoring 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's a defense like that this year. But if he's on that team, San Francisco, you might say is that type of a defense. But if he's the quarterback at San Francisco, are they the clear and away favorite to win the Super Bowl? If you take Brock Purdy off and say Jared Goff is the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers
If he had the same type of year in San Francisco that he had here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So it's you can't say he's your limiting factor other than your defense is going to have to be number one or number two. I wouldn't say it have to be number one or number two. They'd have to be a top five defense, not just top 10.
The point is he'll never be
the reason you win.
Right. And that's okay.
Yeah.
If you have other things around him. Every quarterback.
Right, and here's what you need to see from Jared Goff. And this year he had, 7 interceptions. The year that they actually went to the Super Bowl in L.A., he threw 12. Right? So it's not always just the quarterback turnovers. There's a lot of different factors involved. But over the past 2 years, he has started slowly. This coming year, he can't have that slow start.
Right.
You can't have that Seattle game, the Philly game, the New England game. You can't, and I know some of it's situational, all right? If those games were at the end of the year and they started off, 8-2, you're talking about a different conversation.
Exactly.
But you've got 2 years in Detroit, and both years he hasn't started off like he's finished.
Look, and the other thing is, as winning the Super Bowl, yes, probably the majority of teams who've won Super Bowl have done it with Hall of Fame or Hall of Fame type quarterbacks. But there, and I'm not just talking about Dilfer. You can go Brad Johnson, Nick Foles, Joe Flacco. You can go on and on. There, you can win a Super Bowl with a Jared Goff type of quarterback.
Yes,
but you have to have
a primo defense.
Yes.
See, listen to you guys though, and you said he'll never be the reason why. To me, that translates to you need to replace him eventually, rather soon.
Well, he's got 2 years on his contract, so yeah. I mean the opportunity is there.
But you have to be convinced that whether it's through free agency, which is more doubtful now, or through the draft, that you're going to get somebody who eventually is going to be much better than Jared Goff and be the reason why you might win the Super Bowl.
And so that's the biggest question for Brad Holmes right now, and I think for Lions fans that follow this extremely closely is this year. Maybe the last year that you're picking in the top 10 for some time. And if they're an 8-win team, right, you're still probably picking 12, 13. Mm-hmm. Are you going to get your franchise quarterback?
No.
You don't want to bet on that. No.
Correct.
So if you don't, and I'm not saying I want them to go out and use that number 6 pick to get a quarterback.
No.
If you don't, the question then becomes, how do you get that franchise quarterback eventually? Now, you can keep riding Jared Goff for a few more years, and you're going to be just fine. But until you build a defense that is number one, two, or three in the NFL, you might not have that opportunity to get to a Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl.
Right. Well, as the Buffalo Bills general manager said, we didn't suck to get Ja'Marr Chase the Cincinnati Bengals did. So in order for the Lions to probably get that quarterback, they got to suck again. Let's go to Brad in Waterford, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, guys. Great show as usual.
Thank you.
Hey, you've got a known factor here in Jared Goff. Top five.
Hello?
Basically into his second year or second and a half year entering in with Ben Johnson's offense. And believe me, Ben Johnson's pretty damn good. All right?
Yeah.
Jameson Williams gives you another first round draft pick. Let's just think about it that way. Okay? Goff has got to be, I want to say, 27 or 28. His style of quarterback reminds me, and you kind of stole my thunder, reminds me of a Brad Johnson. John, you played with him.
Yeah.
He gets into his, 29, 30 years old. He is that veteran quarterback, and believe me, the guy will have some veteran savvy. All right? Now, you want to go defense? You better build that defense like Tampa had. You better build that defense like the Raiders had with Rich Gannon, who was an MVP of the league. And I'm not saying Goff will be that. He won't. But you plug in a defensive lineman at number six in this draft. Don't go corner. You get a corner at 18. You had a Levante David at linebacker. You add another piece in the secondary, like a Jeremy Bates on Cincinnati right now, on that defense. You get that running back. I don't think Bijan Robinson will be there, so you wait until the fourth round, take that up, Alabama quarterback. You add some corners.
Alabama running back you're talking about. I don't know what they're going to do a running back. They'll probably draft one, but I think they're content, especially if they bring Jamal Williams back.
Yeah. And here's the other thing about, if we're going to get off on some of these tangents, the DeAndre Swift. There's a big question about him. He's going into the last year of his contract, which I think is a huge thing to note. We hear all these guys that it's a contract year, and miraculously, they're healthy. They play the most snaps. They have the best year, and because they're motivated. Yes, guys are always motivated to win.
Mm-hmm.
But when your job is on the line, there's a special motivation there. When your career is on the line, and this is a career year for DeAndre Swift, this is a very defining year. I expect him to probably have his best season this year. You pair that with a passing game that was very effective last year.
With that offensive line, no doubt. Yeah. All right, here's some quick text. Tom Brady to Detroit for 2 years. We give Goff a second-round pick. No, I think it
happened. No.
J-Mo would have had three or four touchdowns if Goff had an arm. Don't get me wrong. I love the way he played. But how will J-Mo be the threat if teams know Goff can't throw? There was only really one pass that he underthrew.
Well, there was one he missed on. And then, yes, the one, was it against Minnesota?
The touchdown.
Yeah, that he was wide open and he did underthrow it. So there's not a great sample size is basically what you're saying.
I think Jared Goff's performance is definitely repeatable. The difference is the improvement on the defense, in my opinion. I think early in the season, he felt he needed to score every possession, have a chance.
He was pressing.
Yeah, once the defense improved, he understood he could protect the ball, and that eliminated needless turnovers. Good, really good point. Goff can throw more TDs with J-Mo, but 4-1 TD interception ratio is so hard to repeat. It's important that his picks don't go for six. Yes. And if we get Jared the second half of last year, we have a chance to win the Super Bowl. If we get his whole year performance, we should still be very good. That's from Sean in White Lake.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.